The signal you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts. Radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room, this is Red Pill Politics.
There, patriots and socialist distancers. It is time for Weekly Dose of Red Pill Politics. I am your opinionated and abrasive host, Dave Kopasz, and it is my sincere pleasure to be spending Saturday night with all y'all. We are going out live on Al Gore's internet right now. Same bat time, same bat channel every single week. It's 10 p.m. starting time, you East Coasters. All right, we're going to be up late here for a while, but broadcasting across all of Al Gore's internet throughout the entire country, throughout the entire world, and we're going to shake people awake one way or another, one mind at a time. And we're going to talk about some things that things got to do with stuff, and I'm sure it affects you. There's nothing that's going on right now in terms of government where they're just simply minding their business and doing their job. They are minding your business, not their business. All right, Article 1, Section 8, fairly limited what they're supposed to do. But no, we got ourselves quite a globalist little nanny state. And, things are not looking good. They made some big announcements. We're going to talk about that. Looks like we're... the same way they announced COVID-1984, well, they've now announced that we're in for cyber attacks, so look out. Things are going to go down. And when things go down at that scale, this is a pressure and a stress that you ain't never felt before. All right, you peeps here in the United States, you've been coddled and sheltered and propagandized so much that there's very, very few of you left out there. And I'm going to say this is the generation that lived through the Depression. Right? Like my grandfather. I consider myself extremely fortunate. I had a very, very unusually close relationship with my grandparents. I mean, they were there since the day I was born. They were an influence on my life. And there were so many hundreds of nights where I sat at the dinner table, sat out on a stump hunting with my granddad, or working in the garden with my grandmother, hearing stories about the Depression. I mean, where perfectly healthy, strong young men sitting out at the curbside, willing to work for food. All right, the hell with the pay for the day, they were willing to work with enough for food to feed their family. They would do any job, anything at all. The price of common things just through the roof. People were literally eating grass. Thank God. I mean, there's dimwits around today that would starve in a forest of food. You don't realize there's a lot more things out there you can eat than things that you can't. But nonetheless, you're about to feel a pinch like you ain't never felt before. All right, it's coming. Energy, food. Now, those of you that don't live near the equator, it does get cold in the winter. I can tell you that as someone from the Northeast. So staying warm and not freezing to death in the winter is pretty important. But how do you do that? When you get organizations like, who are some of the Soviets we can pick on? The EPA, all right, the EPA. They've been out there trying to push air quality control on wood stoves. All right, so your common everyday wood, about 80% of them would be illegal by the standards that they wanted to impose. Can you imagine that? Of all the wood stoves out there, 80% of them are now illegal. It's like a big gun turn, and we decided, those assault rifles and AR-15s and certain types of this and that are no longer legal. Gotta turn them in, right? Are people going to go turn in their wood stoves? Yeah, I mean, it's not that it's coming. It's here. They're proposing these things. It's going to make it very difficult for people in these northern climates in the temperate zones to be able to get by. There's people out in destitute parts of Maine and New Hampshire, Vermont, that, I mean, they are truly off the grid. Not that there would be enforcers stupid enough to go out there, but you never know. If you got people that are stupid enough to pass this stuff, you might have enforcers that are stupid enough to go out there and risk their own necks hassling people that are struggling just to stay alive. I don't know. So, yeah, they're up to some shenanigans, all right. We're going to, some of it's, again, every week now, there seems to be a floodgate that's opened. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but, every single week, these truly bombshell revelations, things that should have a nation's people out in the streets, these things happen every week now. It used to be things that would happen, once over, scandals and horrible things that would happen once, over the period of years. Now it's happening weekly. Things that we should be furious about. I mean, for so long, we've all been talking. I know if you're listening right now, if you're a listener of RBN, have listened to my shows in other places, this is no news to you. We've been warning people. And warning people about what was going on with these jabs. Now we got another Pfizer exec on record essentially admitting that they are just thumbing their nose at the law. The hell with what governments even think. Even their own. And they are pushing to mutate these viruses, and they know this is how this happens. In fact, virologists for years, and it's amazing, all of a sudden, all the knowledge we've accumulated over hundreds of years just all dissipated when COVID hit. But up until then, it was common knowledge, and to many doctors and scientists, it still is, that when you vaccinate in the midst of a viral outbreak, the vaccine itself begins to push the variants, right? Because your body's immune system, it is what it is. It reacts to whatever is in it, and it's either of self or it is not. And those things that are not of self, it attacks. And these viruses find ways because they are our strategists. In other words, there's two, you can categorize living organisms into two basic strategies based on their reproductive characteristics. There's R strategist and K strategist. The R stands for rate and the K is for kinetic. And like humans are kinetic because they have very few young with very intense supervision and raising. Our young can't just live on their own. We can't just give birth and walk away and go off and graze and feed and expect our newborn to live. They're very kinetic, very energy intensive. Our strategists just reproduce in massive, huge numbers because the odds are that, the individuals, many individuals will die, so have as many individuals as they can. And that's what you have with viruses. They reproduce like that, and the strategy for survival is that you will find one that has a genetic difference from the others that makes it resistant to an antibiotic or a medication or a vaccine. Okay, so when you vaccinate in the apex of an outbreak like this, you're driving variations in mutations. When it's, normally, when a virus mutates naturally along its own timeline, it tends to mutate in a manner that is less deadly but more virulent. In other words, it's easier to catch and transmit when it's not as harmful to the individual because they don't want to kill the host. All right, again, the strategy is to survive, so they reproduce as quick as they can, and they try not to kill the host. Well, now Pfizer is saying that they're using these vaccines and pushing. Right? There's no longer natural time rates for these. They're pushing and looking. Well, what is basically gain of function. It is against the law, not supposed to be done. You know, we've got Fauci. We keep catching him over and over again. Well, now you got one of Pfizer's own executives coming out, one of their diversity hires on a date, boasting about what he does and all the, you know, how much power. This is the problem with pride, with people that just have a disconnect. They think of self. It's a pretty ungodly thing to be filled with so much pride that it incentivizes him to go out and brag, to have that much power, to be playing with things that could so profoundly impact the population of the whole planet. Well, his pride got to him. All right, his loneliness got to him. And he wound up getting filmed. And in New York, it's not dual permission out there. As long as one of the two parties is informed in public areas like that, you can record. So, fair game in New York. And he got bagged. It's just, it's flagrant and in your face. In your face. And what's going to happen? Who's reporting on this? Look at Facebook and YouTube. They're taking down this video. This video got like a million hits pretty damn quick. It went viral. All right, pun intended. Pretty damn quick. Yeah, why on earth would these big tech platforms, why would they do that? Why would they suppress what is real, actual information? It isn't something that's up for debate. Okay, it's video and audio. We all got to see it and hear it with our own eyes and our own ears. You know, you tell me how it is that there's not actions that can be taken against these big tech platforms. I mean, they really are acting as publishers right now. When people are frantically trying to get the word out, say, hey, I told you so. Hey, half of my friends are gone off the internet now because they were trying to say this. And yet, here it is true. They lied. They flat out have been lying to us right along. And why would they be so brazen as to lie like they are? Because they're exempt. What a huge, huge mistake we made. A couple of them. One is separating the oversight of vaccines as compared to other medications and drugs, all right, because they just grease the skids and slide right through now that they're called these things vaccines. But exemption in any form, nowhere in any industry that I can think of, where complete, total, blanket immunity from prosecution should exist. That's not how the free market works. If you incentivize corruption, incentivize people to not care about their customers, I mean, you got government creating mandates, mandating people to take the product, and then you got government exemptions telling them they don't have to do anything to be safe. I mean, it's the perfect storm. Both Big Pharma and government should be punished for this. I'm not kidding. Any politician that would sit there with a straight face and say this should continue is unfit to serve. Completely unfit to serve. And how many more people are going to have to die before you guys, finally angry enough? I mean, how many people have to die? These are crimes that have been committed, and they don't care. They honestly could not care less. Again, because they're exempt. Why would they? Why would they? They're caught in a standard honeypot trap. The media fell completely silent. We know that they're complicit. I mean, the only positive thing is that there's always going to be more people that wake the hell up and realize that the media is actually dangerous, is their enemy, and is lying to them. You just can't trust a single word from them. You know, I tell people, I don't watch the news. I scan the news. I want to see what they're pushing. That's really about it. I just want to see what they're pushing. I am not looking for information, content, other than that. It's more strategic than anything. But they have gone, and I've said this before, past the point of being inept and to the point of being dangerous because of the number of minds that they influence with what they put out. I don't know, reform in big tech, reform in media. Where do you start? I mean, the Supreme Court already ruled that they don't have to tell the truth. They can tell themselves, call themselves the news, but they don't have to tell the truth. Really, the solution, when things get that bad, is to divest of them. You know, how do you divest of the media? You don't just divest of them by, you know, watching OAN and Newsmax. I mean, that is among the things you can do. But you gotta, you know, look at who their advertisers are. And many of them are Pfizer. but those advertisers need to know. Let them know. Call them up and say, hey, you know what? Couldn't help but notice that your commercials are flooded all over this particular network. I've had my fill. There's things now on there in the middle of the day that my kid could see that are just nothing but filth. And your money supports them, so my money will no longer support you. Make those phone calls, because that's what's going to change the guys at the top, is when their golden egg goes away. And these people stop investing in their commercials and start calling up and saying, listen, I'm getting complaints. People are not shopping here anymore, and saying they're blaming you. Things will change then. That's the proper way to deal with it. If you're going to vote with your dollars, make it count. Look for those people that are advertising in these places and let them have it. I don't know. They're trying to investigate things here. It's getting off to a moderate start, I guess. McCarthy, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. You know, he's tossed a few crumbs out there early on. All right, granted, I'll give him credit for that. But I think he's going to turn on y'all at the worst time ever. I don't trust him. He's been establishment for a very long time. And now, after tonight, we all know that Ronna Romney McDaniel is again been reselected. And I use that word knowingly, selected, to be RNC chair yet again. So, you know, you rhinos will be safe. You conservatives that are trying to reform, you candidates that are going to run against the rhinos, well, you watch what she does with the money. You watch. This woman is going to do just what she did before. She's going to run interference with the rhinos. She's going to fund any opposition So you constitutional conservatives that think you're just going to get in there and run a race, you know, be fair and square, think again. She's got that tainted Romney blood in her. So what Mitt Romney did here, it took us years to get him out of our state here in the Commonwealth. And we watched year after year, election cycle after election cycle, he would be out there running, you know, big fundraising campaigns. And what he was doing is not so much funding himself in his own race, it is he was funding, I'm helping the whole party, he said. He wasn't helping the whole party. He was fighting the conservatives. He was funding the opposition to the conservatives, running interference for every rhino in sight. You know, and we couldn't keep people like that out of control, out of office, rather, and under control. I mean, he's loose on the whole rest of the damn country right now. Unbelievable. We got call lines are open tonight. We're going to be going to a call in Idaho in just a moment. But for those that are out there listening, 512-248-8252. That is the call-in number tonight. If you like to play along in a text chat for the live stream, look up Red Pill Politics on Rumble, or just go to redpillpolitics.tv. Over in the right-hand navigation bar, you'll see all the social media as they blink on and off that we post material to. So have fun, jump in there, and join along. Let's go to Marcus from Idaho. How are you tonight, Marcus?
Good evening, sir.
How are you, and what's on your mind?
Well, I want to say that something that Alex Jones has been saying has been sticking in my craw. He's been saying we're winning against the globalist, and that is, as I see it, that is a falsehood. When we see that Ronna McDaniels has won her re-election, that Carrie Lake is not going to win anything in the governorship over there. When we see that Lula over in Brazil has won his election, we see that an organization called Dominion, which means ownership, voting machines, continues to overlord it across the nation. When we see the egg prices skyrocketing and nobody being taken into account for the things that they have done, like people which have shot up the electric grid up in Washington. Those people being brought in by Soros and destroying our grid, and the hundreds of people, hundreds of corporations being burned down or destroyed over this last year for our food processing, and nothing gets done. We see all of this combined. It means that they are winning. They are totally in the dominion section of what is happening in America right now and the world.
Well,
when we see the World Bank, there, that's a World Bank. Why do we need the World Bank? Because it's a dominion opposition to everything that we have.
You're talking about, Marcus, but I want to go back to what you originally opened up with, and you said that Alex Jones was promoting that we're turning the tables and we, you know, we've got the new world order on the run, as he would say. And your posture is that we haven't done any such thing. I think, you know, I would disagree a little bit. Okay, the government's still doing all the things that you said they were doing, but amidst all of that, I am seeing changes like Agenda 2030. They set the date of 2030. And now all of a sudden this year we got all the globalists out there pissing themselves, saying we got to ramp things up, we got to ramp things up. They don't do that for no reason. They do that because we brought pressure on them. Every time they change their timeline, that is because we have brought necessary and essential pressure on them, and we're causing them turbulence in their plan. So I'm not claiming victory, we're making a difference.
A turbulence is fine with that. They've got that set in the model. It's already ingrained in the model of what they're doing. They know that there's going to be kickback from everything. To say that we are winning, to making progress, we're not. We're in the throes of
we're losing. We're losing ground. I yield all that, but I'm not going to say that we're throwing the white towel. We're done. We're over. We're in a bad position. We're losing ground faster than we ever have. But the human condition, the human being, and one thing about humans that separates us from pretty much all other animals, that when we are in a pinch, we will do that one thing that is unpredictable. They can run all the models that they want, but there are unpredictable elements about human nature that is going to be impossible for them to control, impossible for them to put a computer model to. And things are going to fall apart one at a time. They're a very sensitive system. They're big, they're powerful, but it's like a house of cards looks grand. But boy, you go up and you see that it comes down quick, too.
I'd also like to say that this is biblical. What we're preparing for, all the things that is being prepared for, is the Antichrist system. And that the AI, like the AI taking down the FAA for 5 hours a couple weeks ago.
What was that about? Well, I was curious about that. I had my ear to the ground.
It's the AI. Any software. The AI taking down that system. It's the AI. It's the test of the system with the AI.
So there was an update then. Is that what you're saying? There was an upgrade, an update to the FAA?
No, I'm saying it's the AI hacking itself. I'm saying that the AI system is hacking itself, determining how it can hack itself.
Right. My theory when that first happened, because it was very bizarre for them to do that again, first and only time since 9/11, and I said, man, they've got to be hiding something. They're disguising the fact that they're
exactly. They're hiding
rebooting
the
into a new
AI,
system. Something
that AI, the AI system, is big enough right now to be able to hack itself and to be able to control the system on a hacking level and break down the system. That's a really big thing that people are not really looking into. There's nothing out there on the internet. That's in my mind, but I see that the AI hacked itself in that.
Wow.
That is a really incredible thing, and that's a control grid that is beyond. I mean, when AI hacks itself with FAA, you can add AI hacking tanks. AI hacking.
Hey, Marcus, stay with us. We got some commercials coming up here. We'll be right back after these short messages. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
You're a lonely man that kept telling you lies. It was hard to do, but it came down to you.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
And welcome back. Happy Saturday to all y'all. It's Red Pill Politics. We broadcast every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can check us out, republicbroadcasting.org. Check out the other programmers there. They all got a host page, full archive of all their shows, which you can listen to and share around. Hit the donation button on your way out and show your support for independent media. We have Marcus from Idaho on the line here with us right now. And Marcus, I want to pick your brain a little bit, see what you think here. You mentioned AI, how it's probably responsible for the FAA shutdown that we saw a week or two back. We've been warned by the globalists that we're probably going to be under a cyber attack. AI is all over in the news. It could easily just get carried away, and that's always been people's fear, is that it will educate itself and it will get carried away. And what we can't have is Sonny. What we can have is the this, you know, just AI in everything. in control of everything, our money, the energy, nuclear power plants, sewage treatment plants. Is a human going to be able to counter this, or do we need to create counter AI? That's where my mind is wandering right now. Is can humans even stop this, or are we going to have to create an AI to hunt these things? And would that work?
I don't think that would work. First thing I would say is Google has "Don't Be Evil" as their slogan. What does that mean? That means that the information age has such a depth that it can destroy people's lives in an instant just by falling down a tube of darkness. And the AI system is not light or dark, but I think that the AI system is being utilized by Satan. Personally, I think that is a blessed tool of Satan to be able to utilize the AI tool, because
it teaches itself based on society's current morals. We're in trouble. I mean, it's going to come back filled with knowledge of greed and corruption, cheating, how to one up somebody else rather than how to help up somebody else.
The darkness always presents itself as light. So the light of the social media system is saying we're giving light to the human system. So that everybody can talk to each other, but it's darkness, and it's playing that game. And so what we have with the AI system is going to, I think there's the AI system is going to be engendering in the Antichrist, personally. Mm. And
yeah,
everything is aligned for the Antichrist to come in right now.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, my limits with artificial intelligence is I see benefit to things like in industry and mechanics, sensors. You know, some of those things in modern vehicles are kind of cool. Is that they do mix the air and the gas just right. You know, they can do some miraculous things, and that is a form of artificial intelligence which does a good service for mankind. But cannot
Satan do everything nice for people? That is the whole progression of the darkness. Everything nice for people. And everything's going to be good and perfect. And on the flip side, it is so dark and takes away everything that we love and can makes us human and takes us into the darkness.
But that's the case with everything. There's so many things in life that you can point to that are a double-edged sword. But it really comes back to us having
everything.
Stop.
It's not. I mean, it's like the dollar bill. If I can use a dollar bill to pay somebody for their goods, there's no darkness interchange between there. Unless it is a dark thing that we have done between each other. If we're just screwed up people. That allows the interchange. That's a contract between people
and with AI and the digital currencies. You have the government now is in between giving you permission to make that transaction, and we'll probably take a slice of the pie.
Well, that's the difference. When the governments are ruled over by the Trilateral Commission and that Council on Foreign Relations, and various WEF, and we've got a system which is roiling within itself like a bunch of snakes trying to make itself an owner over the whole system. And that's not a government. That's not a government that we want. That's not a government that is going to be positive, but it is a government that they want.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we're rolling into right now, that they're developing this right in front of our eyes. And when Alex Jones says, we are winning, I deny that fact. We are not winning at this point.
It may be an exaggeration, but what I don't think is that we're not having an effect. I think we have, because let's face it, everything that they've got are just words. You know, they may have taken little votes in their summits and
sure
votes.
Sure they are, but they're not just
website,
words.
But they're
words. They're not just words. They're not just words. They're our egg prices are like $5-6 a dozen.
Not for people that
don't. Our milk is going to be $10 a dozen in the next week or two. Our gas prices are going through the roof.
Those are all symptoms of complaint.
If you can rent an apartment for a certain amount of money, it's going to shoot through the roof.
I promise you, a farmer can produce a gallon of milk and put it out there a lot cheaper than that. This is all because of compliance. When people
in industry, but they're closing down everything that we can do. The governments, these huge governments, are saying no, 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 and they're closing us down. They're closing us down with meat. They're closing us down with dairy. They're closing us down with eggs. And on the flip side, you've got...
there was a fire today, right now, in Connecticut. Big egg farm in Connecticut burnt to the ground today. There's been an attack on our food supply right along. And as this happens, granted, these are all... Our food supply is very sensitive. I've never not said that. But you are also seeing a transition of people that are waking the hell up. They're putting up some food. People are now buying and raising their own chickens.
How do you think people are waking up? I go into my store. Right now, I'm in a rural area.
There's still sheep.
Everybody that I met would talk to each other and see each other in the eye. And now nobody will look each other in the eye because these people, these liberals, have come into the area and they don't know how to be human. How do you talk to somebody who's not human? How they've lost their humanity. They're not part of the solution. They are the broken essence of the problem, and they think that they are right because I've got money. I'm important. And I'm not going to talk to this person. I'm not going to look to
some
this person.
Some feel sheltered by their money, but I don't care. Those people still rarely have more than a week's worth of gourmet food in their stainless steel refrigerators. So, there's a mix of people out there. There's a lot of sheep still bleating. I get it. But with every single pinch, with every act of foolishness, more people are waking up, and it's just an uncomfortable reality.
We can wake up as much as we want, but you know what? Ronna McDaniel has been, she's the head of the RNC. Carrie Lake is not the governor of Arizona when she won that election. Lula is over in South America and Brazil. He did not win that election. He stole it from Bolsonaro, and Bolsonaro is in hiding.
The same characters are involved in the election.
And Trump cannot garner the attention that he needs. They have broken the system.
Yeah.
The system is broken. It's broken.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely it is. The uniparty system is obvious that people are talking about this now more than ever. They're realizing that there's establishment in both parties. They make backdoor deals. And Rona McDaniel landing right back where
it's
she was.
It's not establishment. It's not. It's not establishment.
It is. And party politics.
It's not establishment. It's deeper than that. This is ownership. This is dominion. This is.
They're invested with those at the UN World Economic Forum. They're networked in there. They got all kinds of front groups. I agree on all that stuff. I think the only little area is that I am not 100% pessimistic that we have been totally enslaved. We've made no difference at all. I don't believe that at all.
And how so? Tell me something that we have done as the community to be able to fight back against this.
All right, I'll use the same example I've used before. There's a town not far from me. They're known as the People's Republic of Amherst. It's where UMass Amherst is. Very highly progressive. And once in a while, they get it right. You know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Well, years ago, when Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut, she authored a bill called the Food Safety Enhancement Act. It was a total attack on farmers and ranchers and food producers of all kinds. And her husband happens to be a political consultant for Monsanto. So you know where this bill came from. Well, it wound up passing. And the town of Amherst got together with its agricultural committee and its town council. And the city council voted to instruct, and I believe it was a unanimous vote, to instruct law enforcement not to enforce that federal law. Simply gave the feds the finger, and they didn't touch anybody. We could have done that with COVID.
That's wonderful. But, you know, that's one little cent in the...
That's why I say local control. We're going after the fact
now. The $100 bill is saying that we are going to take care of everything. We are going to control everything. The $100 bill says we are going to control everything. And that one little cent says, well, you didn't do it. But, you know, for the rest of the 99.9%, they've taken over the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I don't... That analogy does not work for me.
Well, I'm telling you now that our biggest problem is self-compliance. We comply with tyranny all the time, rather than just saying, no, I do not consent and will not comply.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's one of the biggest problems right there. Things will start to change. You know, what we have now are regular routine reports up and down the food chain on how compliant the sheep are. Instead of these phone calls and reports saying, hey,
but
Governor,
how do we say
not listening?
When somebody says, I'm going to sell you a dozen eggs for $10, and you punch them in the face and say, no, I'm going to pay $3 for those eggs. How do you figure that out? I mean, how does that make? How do you justify that doggone thing that has been destroyed upon our system?
Yeah, I mean that's because you're tied to manufacturing. What if 3/4 of your town had backyard chickens and gave the finger to the code enforcement officer when
what
he came out and said, hey,
the what if doesn't work anymore?
Getting duct taped to a fire hydrant by the whole community.
What if doesn't work anymore? So when I go to the store and say, I don't want to spend $10 in these eggs, I want to spend $3, if somebody says, no, you've got to spend $10, and I punch them in the face and say, I'm taking these for $3, How do you rate that?
I mean, you can't do that. Right now, the eggs that we buy in the store, the prices that are there, that's all regulation and scarcity.
Exactly, right? And that is the New World Order. That is the Trilateral Commission. That is the Council on Foreign Relations. That is everything, throwing billions of dollars to Ukraine. Everything is involved with that. That is our broken system that they are breaking intentionally so that they can take us and control us. And yeah, right now, if people do not understand that, we cannot win. There's no winning. When Alex Jones says we're winning against these globalists, we're not. We're not at this point, but we need to understand how and what is going against us so that we can find out how to revive the system. It's been the media.
For years, we've had news. 'Cause let's face it, there are so many people who just go to work, they come home, they eat dinner, they flop down, and what little bit of news they get is on that TV. Old people is what they pump into your senior centers. The most active voting block in every town are your seniors. And this is pumped into them. This is all their soft little heads get. And they just couldn't believe that they would tell such monstrous lies and steer the people wrong. They wouldn't believe. There's so many of them. But the media is disgraced. They're rocked on their heels. And then lie after lie after lie, and the truth being what it is, it's raw, it's pure, it's not going away, it's not changing and evolving. The truth is what it is. And it is our, the two things is our compliance with tyranny in quitting. All right, if we quit, that's it, you lose. The truth is always there.
The other thing that we can do, is actually go door to door, go into the senior centers and talk to these people.
I've done that. I've got kicked out of the senior center, and to community
access TV, involved.
Like that in
because
there.
Nobody knows what the hell's going on with these politicians' ideas. It's like the Santos who. He was pretending he was a woman and the whole thing, and dancing in front of people, and then he came over and said, I'm a Republican, and I want to be staunch Republican for values and everything.
He disgraced himself. Certainly the left came unhinged about that, but from a practical point, if someone is going to lie about things like that just to get in the office, he's going to lie, and he's vulnerable, and his integrity is weak right up front. It's not even the type of guy you want. Separate of all the lies are the big thing. Not that the lies themselves are earth-shattering. It's the fact that a candidate running for office would so easily start lying just to get that seat is a bad signal. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. That's not what we want. What we need. I don't need anybody who's got a middle name. I mean, I need somebody who's got John Kennedy. You know, I don't John F. Kennedy. I don't need Kareem Jean Pierre. I don't need these middle names. They don't do anything for me. They're just the whole lie, which
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I don't care much about name recognition. I care about the character of the person. But I'm going to reiterate that having these patriots in Congress is all well and good, but it almost doesn't matter when the patriots are on your town boards. I'm telling you, the resistance starts if it, you're forgetting a whole bunch of steps. When people want to change the White House, but they ain't got the friggin' gonads to dig in your own community and make change, I mean, you're missing two whole layers right there. All right, I'm telling you, the people in your state will start digging up their socks when their towns stop cooperating.
That's the huge problem, that people don't have the gonads. It's like with the January 6th people, why doesn't anybody have the gonads to say, these people are kind people which haven't done anything, and why are they in the woods for 2 years being just ran through the ringer, and no one's stepping up for them? No one.
No, I mean, it's a shame. You know, people think that they're going to start fighting for their rights when the jackboots are on their door. And that's not the way it's going to go. If we're going to win, you all have to be, you know, at peace with the fact that the first time you have to step out and defend rights against the system is going to be by your neighbor. Okay, because you can't defend your rights without defending someone else's. And there is going to be shit luck if it happens to be your door they're pounding on. All right, so when your neighbor, when the code enforcement officer comes and says you can't have chickens, you go over and you help your neighbor throw them out. They damn well can have chickens. We don't care. Get out of here. That's what needs to start happening. Patriots on your board of health. We're going to do some COVID mandates. Well, no, we are not. Not in this town. Have a vote.
It's against the liberal idea.
And squash them like the communist bugs they are. I'm tired of pussyfooting around the progressives and the regular classic liberals that aren't smart enough to fight against them from within their own party. Tough shit for you if you get splatter on you. We got to mock them and squash them like the little bugs, the communist little cockroaches that they are. I've had it with the progressive mushmouth stuff. We got to call them out. Go right to their public meetings, call them perverts, call them little communists, because they are. Their proposals are. It's not a lie. But we got to take the
bug. It's against the progressive ideas. When I go into a store here, a few years ago, I would know everybody and say hi. And now when I go into a store, no one's going to look you in the eye.
Mm.
You can't talk to people because they won't look you in the eye. And that was the same thing that I saw in California. People did not look you in the eye. They can't do it.
Yeah, well, that's a sign of the future, or at least the immediate future. But that'll change. Marcus, I got bumper music coming in. I appreciate the call and the AI discussion. You have a good weekend, and thanks for calling in. And for the rest of you, we got a quick break coming up. This is Red Pill Politics, and you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes,